Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes. I have to say that your company is quite misleading, because earlier today I had got a message that I had won something, so I just had to pay my shipping. Well, I paid the shipping, and then a few minutes later, you guys charged my card $89.95. I want all my money back now. I want it back now.
Okay, one moment. I would just need to locate an order first. One moment.
Yep. You guys sucker people, and you do things like that to them. That's not right.
Okay, could I just have your zip code first and then your name?
439-4-439-40, and my name is Robin Brown.
And that's 43940.
Yes.
Okay, so I had no results with that zip code. Could you just spell your first name out for me?
First name is Robin, Robin. Last name is Brown, Brown.
Right.
It's convenient that you guys can't find my stuff, and but you sure took my money.
Yeah, that's terrible. Stop doing that to you.
Okay, and when was the most recent charge?
You charged my card twice today.
Yeah, the charge you guys charged.
The first one was at, hang on just a second, and I will give you an exact time.
Okay, take your time, ma'am.
Well, I'm very frustrated over this shit. Let's see, the first charge was for $1.95 at 1:52 p.m., and then the second charge was right after that. For $89.95, you charged my Emerald card.
Okay, so I still couldn't find any results, and unfortunately,
I don't care what you got to do, buddy. I want my money back today.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, do that we're a third party.
Don't you, unfortunately, mister. You better get a supervisor on the phone. I want my fucking money back.
Ask me what his dad's number is.
This is bullshit. You took $89.95 off of my fucking card and $1.95 off of it. I don't give a fuck about $1.95, but the $89.95, bullshit. I want my fucking money back today.
What's your mom's name? Where's she live?
Okay, ma'am, are you sure this might be the correct number? Because we are... Okay, ma'am, we are...
What?
Okay, we're a third party. So due to that, I would need to locate an order to see what company you're calling in reference to. But with the information given, we seem to not have any results with that information. And I've tried all search criteria, and there is still no results.
Oh my God! Hang on a minute. Let me see if I can find you in an email,
just
and then I'll
send
get...
him a photocopy.
Hang on.
Photocopy.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Let me see if I can find an email.
Okay, take your time, ma'am.
this is just frustrating. I mean,
It's your shrimp on the side. There you got it.
What you do? Hang on a second here. It says, okay, it was try basic discount go or something like that is what it was. And this is the number that I got to. This is the, because I sent an email saying I wanted my money back, and then I got one saying thank you for contacting our customer care and then this is the number that I got. To call.
Okay. Let's see. Well, ma'am, I can give another try to see if we can locate an order. Let's see. Okay, I can try searching for an order with your phone number. Is it 740-827-0158?
That would be correct. That was where I got the first text message was my phone number. It sent a text.
Okay, so I'm going to try searching with that phone number. Because I can see that's the number you called from. And let's see. Okay, there is still no results of an existing order. So what it's looking like, ma'am, is that with this information, we may not take calls for the company you're trying to reach.
Well, when...
Okay, have you tried reaching out to your bank or car provider for better assistance?
Oh, yeah, they're filing the complaint.
Well, I would recommend going through with that because the way it's looking, there's no existing order with the information given.
Well, this is ridiculous. Can't get a hold of nobody. This is ridiculous.
Well, sorry about that, ma'am, but is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Don't have a good night.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.